This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned on Tuesday their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, saying it would take effect immediately. The announcement came after nearly 8 months of conflict in the region. It also came as troops from Tigray's former governing party entered the regional capital, Mekelle, prompting cheers from residents. A spokesman for the Tigrayan forces battling Ethiopia's government warned on Tuesday that the rebel Tigray defense forces would enter neighboring Eritrea and Ethiopia's Amhara region to pursue enemy forces if necessary. Enemy is the term they used. Later Tuesday, a senior member of Tigray's regional government told the New York Times that Tigray's leadership is committed to, quote, weaken or destroy capabilities of the Ethiopian and Eritrean armies. VOA journalists in Mekelle said they have not seen Ethiopian soldiers in the city since Sunday. Russian authorities on Tuesday morning raided the apartments of several investigative journalists and their family members, a move that comes amid mounting pressure on Russia's independent media outlets. Russian authorities have turned up the pressure on independent news media in recent months. Two popular independent outlets, Medusa and V Times, have been designated foreign agents. That's a label slapped on groups, news outlets, or individuals that receive foreign funding. It implies additional government scrutiny. V Times shut down this month after being added to the list of foreign agents. Medusa launched a crowdfunding campaign. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Search and rescue operations entered day six on Tuesday in the rubble of the partly collapsed apartment building in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told reporters Tuesday, "We have people waiting and waiting and waiting for news. We have them coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive and still hope against hope that they will. This is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone." So far, 11 people are confirmed to have died, with another 150 still reported as missing in what authorities are still calling a search and rescue operation, despite no one being found alive since just hours after the 12-floor, 156-unit tower collapsed last Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit the scene on Thursday. Rescue teams reportedly were working around the clock, slowly picking through the rubble and twisted metal using dog teams, cranes, and infrared scanners. Published reports have indicated that there have been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the structural failure. The coronavirus, climate change, and food security are on the agenda Tuesday as foreign ministers from the G20 group of nations met in Italy. The talks in the city of Matera represent the first time the ministers are gathering in person since 2019. The U.S. State Department said in a statement Tuesday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken would stress the importance of working together to address such global challenges. It's a common theme in recent months as he and President Joe Biden set a foreign policy path heavily focused on boosting ties with allies. Blinken was expected to advocate for building a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery, including an equitable global tax system with a minimum corporate tax rate. Tuesday's meetings were also set to consider economic development issues in Africa, including gender equity and opportunities for young people, as well as humanitarian efforts and human rights. Italy is the last stop on a European trip for Blinken that included a conference on Libya in Germany, a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, and an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican. A spokesman for the United Nations Weather Agency on Tuesday called the heat wave hitting the United States Pacific Northwest exceptional and dangerous and warned it could last another 5 days. The spokeswoman said Western Canada had seen extreme heat as well. That spokeswoman was speaking from Geneva, Switzerland. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.